absolutely love that your story and all that you're contributing to our cause. Really quick to go into our corporate announcements and recognition. I'm going to go back to our very own Senior Network Vice President of Legal Shield for the Southwest region, Mr. Dave Hall. Take it away, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's jump back into our slide deck here. And we're going to start off with a video clip from Mr. Don Thompson explaining the promotions that have been running for a few days now. So hopefully you're already taking advantage of them.
Now I'm going to tell you about the network incentives that we announced for the month of February. On February the 1st, we launched the Fall in Love with Los Cabos incentive. From February 1st to the 13th, simply have $100 in new network personal premium. So you enroll $100 personally, plus one new recruit, and you earn one entry into the drawing for 7 trips to Los Cabos. It's gonna be amazing, and you wanna be in this drawing. You know, but that's not all. You can get even more entries. If you have $100 in new network premium and 2 recruits, you get 2 entries into the drawing. And if you have $100 in network premium and 3 new recruits, you earn 5 entries into the drawing. So everyone should shoot for $100 in personal premium plus 3 new recruits in those first 13 days of February, because you get 5 entries into the drawing. You gotta meet the activity requirements to be entered into the drawing for these 7 awesome trip packages. And you could be telling your Valentine the news that you are taking them to Los Cabos in July. Also, as a reminder, those of you that are in the running right now for the leaderboard for Cabo for this July, it was a 5-month contest and it ends on February the 28th. So if you're on that leaderboard, whether you're in the builders category or whether you're in the producers category, make sure you see where you are and work hard in February to secure your spot for that Cabo trip. Now also remember, we have a special 2-a-day engagement challenge going on right now. It's called the Share the Legal Shield Love 2-a-day Challenge, and it's in play until February the 10th. Simply have 2 engagements every day on your prospect by Legal Shield and be entered into a daily drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. Every day that you have 2 engagements on PBLS until February the 10th, you'll be entered into that daily drawing for that gift card where you can use it to take your sweetheart on a special night on Valentine's Day. So make sure you go out every single day, you do your 2 engagements, because daily winners are gonna be announced on the Legal Shield Associate Success Facebook group every single day. Now, for those of you that are senior directors and above, or those of you that are striving to go senior director in February, I can't give you all the details yet, but I want to let you know that there's going to be a special opportunity for you in the month of March. So you want to work hard this month in February to go senior director or above, so you can take advantage of this special opportunity that we're going to have in March for those senior directors, executive directors, and beyond. So work hard this month. It's your month to secure your qualification so you can be eligible to take advantage of this special opportunity coming up in March. We're already calling it March Madness, and we call it March Madness for a reason. So make sure you go senior director this month in February.
All righty. I got to be real careful about what I can and can't say. I don't want to get terminated here. People have been graciously dismissed for saying stuff they shouldn't. But you want to get senior director, you want to be in performance club forever in the future. The money is going to flow to the people who do just a little bit every month. If you're doing just a little bit every single month, the money's headed your direction. And I mean, you're going to be very happy. We're not going to be paying people to coast. So don't coast. Do just a little bit every single month. I'm telling you right now, you're going to thank me later. Our own Mr. Ryan Ellison was one of those weekly $100 gift card winners for, again, having 2 people take a look at Prospect by Legal Shield. As soon as he won, he called me up. He's like, dude, I just won $100. I want to take you to dinner, pick a nice steakhouse. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. He's just amazing. I can't thank him enough for that. That's awesome. So let's jump into some trainings. We're going to talk a little bit about onboarding. Associate onboarding is core commitment number 4. So what do new associates receive their first 48 hours when they get started in the business. Day one, they get a welcome email, a link to Getting Started Right website, their first step document, 5 steps to getting started right, part one of the Fast Start Training. And by the way, do your new associates a favor. Don't send them to the Fast Start Training class. Take them to the Fast Start Training class. Don't send them, you know, just, oh yeah, do this, this, and this. Go hold their hand and do that. I've taught a lot of Fast Start Training classes. I can tell you right now, the people that show up the best trained are the ones that show up with their sponsor logging in to the Zoom with them. They're the people that Fast Start qualify. It makes a big difference to become a professional network marketer. Be the one that is there with them, holding their hand the entire time. You guys, my first 17 people I sponsored in this business, I killed them. I killed them. Not one of them ever sold a membership. I was such a horrible sponsor when I got started in this business. I had to learn how to become a good sponsor before my business started to stick. The sooner, the earlier in your business you can learn how to become a good sponsor, the faster you'll start making money and the business gets fun when you're making money, okay? Day two, they get a Fast Start email, train on Fast Start bonuses, help register them for the Fast Start classes. Make sure you're holding their hand all the way along doing this business with them. Make sure you set goals with them. So what do you want? Maybe what you want for them is not what they want for them. Find out what they want so you can constantly remind them of it. Activate your business technology. Make sure they have their prospect by legal sealed Zoom up and going. Make sure they understand how to use it to send out invitations to people. Make a plan on how you're going to hit that goal. And again, they should be doing those 7 modules. If you don't know how to get them on those 7 modules, the easiest way is probably just go to legalshieldcalendar.com, find the next Fast Start training class and try to register for it. It won't let you register for the class unless you've done the 7 modules. So it'll kind of force you to those 7 modules. Again, don't tell your people what to do. Take action, hold their hand and help them do it. Let's talk about setting your goals. What is your why? Why are you in this business? What do you want? And don't ever accept money. I want more money. That's not a goal. Money is what we exchange for what we really want. How much do you want to make your first 6 months in the business? How many hours are you willing to put in to make that happen? What is your goal in the first 45 days? And by the way, if they don't put in their goals, well, I want to be at least manager or above, you need to help them and show them and then map it out. It's not that hard. Help 3 people on your team become associates and have $400 in premium. I mean, $400 in premium, let me do it. If you're going to level up, you're doing $100 in premium. If you've got 3 different people on your team and you're going to help all 3 of those level up, there's 300 more. Do the math. Just by you leveling up and helping 3 other people level up, you're going to go manager by default. Again, make sure they have Ellis Engage and Prospect by Legal Shield and that they know how to use them. It kills me to talk to associates that have been in the business 5 to 10 years and they don't even have these apps on their phone because nobody has sat down and talked to them. Again, as a good sponsor, you make a plan with your people. Use that memory jogger, help them make that list and explain why it's important to talk to Warm Market first. Warm Market are more patient with you. They're going to be more understanding. You talk to somebody cold market on a lead or something like that. You call them during dinner time. They're not going to be patient with you. Your mom will, your brother will. They might be a little bit of a jerk, but they'll be more patient with you. Okay. Get trained. Make sure that you go through the 7 online modules and then get them to the Fast Start training class as soon as possible. Yes, there's some great stuff at lsengage.com/start, but go through those 7 modules as fast as you can. You'll be redirected to the Zoom classes for the part 2. That's the live part. Those are going on 2 or 3 times a day. So again, just find one. And because they're all Zooms, it doesn't matter where they're at. Before it was like, well, I live in Las Vegas. I have to wait till the next Las Vegas class happens. And that's not for 2 weeks down the road. Not no more. Now it's just like, all right, where's the class today? Let's get on one today. Okay. Again, finding the class, you can get it on the calendar. That's the easiest way to do it. And just walk them through all the steps with Zoom. You can do screen share, walk them through all the steps of signing up, make sure they did it right. Okay. The next thing is host their private Zoom call. I actually do that, you know, right before I do any of those other things. They don't get trained. They get a paycheck first. We don't even worry about that. I think share the opportunity membership video with people, do a three-way call, invite them to the next live Zoom. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Our international convention coming up April 15th through the 18th. Right now it's planning on being live. We'll find out here in probably the next month. If that's still a go, it's going to all depend on, you know, the health department, stuff like that. I will tell you this much. If it is live, it will be a hybrid where some people will be allowed to come and others will watch it from home. I plan on being there if it's live. The energy, hanging out with your friends and stuff like that is awesome. But again, we want you to feel comfortable. And everybody's in a different part of the country and COVID's affecting different parts in different ways, you know? And so it's going to be it's going to be your decision. When you're comfortable to venture out and join us, then do. Until then, join us on a Zoom. It's going to be the same information. It's just, as we all know, this ain't the same as hanging out together in a room and having a lot of fun together. Now, if you don't have your ticket for convention, right now you can still get them. They're only $99 to spend 3 days with all the top money earners in the company and learn how to do this business for $99. Now, you may be lucky and find someone in your upline or in your market that bought what we call a bundle of tickets. I bought a bundle of them. So in other words, I bought a few $1,000s worth of tickets early so I could get a little bit better price. If you don't have your ticket, check around. There might be someone that still is holding on to a few of those that might be willing to let one go. You always want to stay connected. Make sure the corporate office has all your contact information and they can reach out to you. LegalShieldCalendar.com is literally my go-to reference for all the upcoming events, trainings, Zooms, specialty things. Every single night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, there's going to be an opportunity briefing. So again, LegalShieldCalendar.com. Get your prospects a tiny bit of information through Prospect by Legal Shield. They go, yeah, that's interesting, but what do you do? Yeah, that's interesting, but how do you pay? Yeah, that's interesting, but how do you make money? Yeah, that's interesting. How do you grow your business? Great question. Let me introduce you to someone who's been very successful and boom, get them on Zoom. We also have the leadership show every single week. Make sure you're plugged in to that. If you can't watch it live, it's on replay Monday mornings. So you can enjoy it Sunday evenings or Monday mornings. Again, Ellis Engage, all of you should be visiting that back office website on a daily basis just to see what's going on in your team, okay? Every Sunday, we get the weekly good news sent out. Make sure that your corporate communications are up to date, that you're getting the real-time updates. There's a setting in your app to make sure you can get texts and emails. Make sure you know how to look them up online if for any reason you missed something out there. So you can get these new decals that are out. You can just order those at thelegalshieldstore.com. Kind of lets law enforcement and other people know, hey, look, I have access to my legal rights. They're kind of cool. They used to come out a little black circle with a Lady of Justice on them that we'd get in our new member kits. But if you still have one of those in your car windshield, then you probably need to just get a new car. That car is pretty old at this point. All right, Ladies of Justice, support group for women to grow their business together. And it's not just for women. There's plenty of men that have a lot of ladies on their team, that this is kind of a nice fellowshipping thing that they can plug into and grow their business. Again, anyone can plug into it. All of us have a Ladies of Justice website. It's just some of us know how to use it a lot more than other people. You also can find the information on this on social media and Facebook out there. There's also Legal Shield in Espanol. There's a weekly curriculum of Zooms, recruiting calls, fast start classes that you can plug into. And once again, this is all still on LegalShieldCalendar.com also. Small business events. Again, some of the top small business trainers are going to be training us each Tuesday in February and each Wednesday in February for how to do the small business, the B2B part. And that's my B2B part has grown immensely over the last few months. One, I've been plugging into trainings and resources that literally for almost 20 years, I kind of thought, no, I'm just going to focus on network marketing, but it's exploded my business plugging into that. It's amazing what you don't know when you plug into these trainings. You're like, holy crap, this has been around for 20 years. I didn't know that. For the young people, when I say young people, it could be young at heart, okay? You can just be mature like me and jump into these. I've got a lot of young people on my team that absolutely tear up the young pros because sometimes they don't feel comfortable bringing their 20-something-year-old prospect to an old duffer like me. And so they would rather have someone that can relate to them and see eye to eye with them so they can plug into these Zooms where it's other young people that are having massive success and hear their success stories. Maybe you're an old duffer like me, and maybe you've got a grandkid or someone that you're like, man, I'd really like to recruit them, but they're not going to listen to me. I'm an old fuddy-duddy. Use this resource. Plug them into it. At least know about it. So that when you do run into a prospect that you find, think might be a good fit, you know where to direct them. So the new Performance Club. There's always been Performance Club and Performance Club Pro, but now it's just a little bit different simply because the premium has increased over the last few years. The retention rate has dramatically gone up. And so today, to be in Performance Club, that's just $67 in premium with one recruit. If you don't have a recruit, then you're going to need $100 in premium. Now, the recruit acts as a 50% multiplier. So $67 in premium, one recruit, you're in Performance Club. Performance Club Pro, everything just doubled. $120 in, actually it didn't everything to totally double because now it's only $120 in premium with two new recruits or $200 total in premium. Because you notice with the two recruits, the first one acts as a 50% multiplier, but the second one acts as a 25% multiplier. So it's actually not totally doubled. Now, what do you get when you're in Performance Club? Well, remember that at the beginning, the first 45 days, you're trying to level up, get the $100 bonus, the $450 and the $450. But now, let's say you've achieved that. You've got $1,000 in bonus money. Now, where do you go? Well, you stay in Performance Club. You do that slide that I just showed you there. And as long as your retention rate is in these two different graphs, 65 to 76.99%, you get a bonus of $35. If it's over 77%, you get $50. Well, that's months 4 through 11. After that, it'll go up to $150 months 12 through 23. And then after 24 months, it's $200 a month. If you're doing Performance Club Pro, you start out at $100. Then it can go up to $300, then up to $400. Again, just for doing what we would normally do anyway, which is share the membership and share the opportunity. We also have PC for Life, where you can get upline bonuses for each new associate on your team that gets in Performance Club for their first 15 months that they're in Performance Club. So let's say you're an executive director and you bring a brand new person in and help them get in Performance Club. Not only when they're in Performance Club, you see that you can pick up all the bonuses there, months 4 through 15. But if you're in Performance Club Pro, you get a lot more money and it's cumulative. So you pick up 25 plus 50 plus 50 and so on and so forth. So, I mean, literally there are people, I was talking to one of the platinums in the company, his PC for Life bonus check was over $6,000. That's what he was getting on his organization for the people that were in Performance Club. And last, Circle of Champions. So this is, it's not replacing the Platinum World Council members. Because if you're Platinum, you're Platinum, you're automatically in the Circle of Champions. It's expanding it because some Platinums, let's just say that they were Platinum, they were getting older, and they just wanted to retire and really not do anything at all. Maybe health, maybe travel, stuff like that. And then you have some younger people that were just tearing it up, doing amazing things. And they had some good value, some content that we thought, we would like to know what those people, like an Aaron Browning comes in, team's recruiting over 1,000 people a month. We're like, whoa, whoa, we want to know what you're doing. We invite those type of people into the Circle of Champions, even though they might not be a Platinum, because we feel like the value they bring in to the Circle of Champions increases all of our efforts in the company and knowledge. And so it's not, hey, you hit a level. It's a cumulative effect of your hard work, your team's work, and it could be a level on that. So how do you get in the Circle of Champions? Every 6 months, it's recalibrated. You had to have an organizational premium of $50,000, so about $8,300 per month. You have to have 120 Power Team recruits or 20 per month, and a minimum of 6 months as an executive director. For the Network Dreamers, current Platinum for Life incentive qualifiers that have been in for the last 36 months, double-digit power recruiting team. So power recruiting team just means non-executive director lines, new lines that you're working with, if they're double digits, okay? That's what we call your power team. You have to have over 70% organizational retention rate. So if you're throwing in a ton of business and hitting some of these, but your retention rate's really low, we don't want to know what you're doing to get 50% retention rate. We want to make sure that you're bringing in good quality business. But if you do all these things, then you're in the Circle of Champions. Now, the first time that you get there, you're going to get a really cool lapel pin that when you show up at live events, when we're doing live events, it tells everyone, hey, look, I'm in the Circle of Champions, okay? The second time you hit it for a six-month period, you get a really nice customized leather luggage satchel, whatever you want to call it. And again, it's going to have your name on it. It's going to say the Circle of Champions, Legal Shield. It's going to be pretty dope, okay? But now check out this. When we go on our trips, you're not going for 4 nights. You're going for 6 nights. You're going first class. Front of the plane. You're going to have excursions that the company pays for that nobody else gets to go on. All the Circle of Champions going out on certain teams. There's going to be a special dinner. You don't need to make dinner reservations and wait in line. Okay. There's going to be a welcome basket in your room when you check in to that VIP room. It's going to have a lot of goodies in it, customized for you. And let's say that you want to relax and go sit on the beach one day. They're going to reserve your own private cabana. So you don't need to run down there and throw a pool towel on your lawn chair at 6 a.m. to make sure you have a place to lay down by the beach or something like that. They are going to wine and dine you. Okay. So the next thing coming up is they're going to have a mastermind. It's going to be in Las Vegas in December. They're going to fly all the Circle of Champions in, special dinner, some activities, some mastermind sessions where we're going to talk about what's working. What do we want to do for 2022? Some of the promotions coming down the pipeline. And the reason why I kind of smile and I know some of these things is because I've been on these phone calls and I know some of the things coming that I can't say, but if you make it all 12 months, then you get another special award at the next international convention out there. So again, upgraded trips and stuff like that. It's going to be absolutely awesome. These are the qualifiers right now, currently in the company. These are everyone who's qualified for the Circle of Champions. And again, some of them are platinums. Some of them just did it through really hard work and building a great team out there. So if you want to be one of those, let's get going on it right now and make sure that you are one of the next Circle of Champions. And with that said, I'm going to toss it back to our host for today, Mr. Chris Ward. Take it away, Mr. Ward.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That is awesome. I've already been recalculating my goals for this year's just because I want that 6-day all-inclusive trip. And so I want to go ahead and head into some incredible training and reaching out to some just skyrocketing leaders that we have in our marketplace. And so the first gentleman I want to introduce you to, we're going to stay in the state of Utah. This is a gentleman who's a $50,000 ring earner and the regional director for Utah. I'd like to introduce you to our good friend and your leader, Mr. Ryan Ellison.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Ward. Appreciate that. Mr. Dave Hall, thank you so much for a great presentation. It's amazing when you you hear this all the time. If you're in the business, you hear the Zooms, the corporate trainings. But when you hear the realness, the amount of money that Dave has saved just from the member perks, if you think about that, member perks can be used every day. Maybe the law firm can't be used every day, but member perks, and it's such a good reminder to say, hey, I'm not sure how much money you're able to save, but I know a guy who saves hundreds and hundreds of dollars every time he picks up his app and uses member perks. So don't forget about our great benefits and make sure you're sharing all the facets of it. So thanks so much, Dave, for the reminder. I'm going to share my screen. Hopefully you guys can be able to see this. Mr. Hall, will you give me a thumbs up? I see you on the screen. Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to take a second to introduce myself to those who have never seen me or heard me train before. There's my friend, my wife, my life. That's my my girlfriend and my wife, same person. I know I'm in Utah as well. So I love her so much. And this is part of the reason why I do the business. It's not the main reason, but it's part of the reason. I have several. And I'm going to go into a little bit of training and kind of give you some of the reasons why I think a lot of the times we miss why we do the business. So if you would, I'm just going to take you on a little journey. There's my entire family. There's my other part of the why. I don't have as many kids as Dave. I only have 4. You know, I don't know if that's a product of not working at home for a better part of my life. And I started working at home a few years back when I got introduced to Legal Shield. But I have 4 kids. I have a beautiful grandson. But recently, my family has grown. We've added 2 son-in-laws. I was so thankful to have to put on 2 weddings during the summer of COVID 2020. You know what that means for a father to put on 2 weddings during COVID? It cost me less because not as many people could come. You know what I'm saying? So there they are. There's the big bunch. And I'm looking forward to the continued growth of my family. Get that out of the way. So this is a couple of my favorite quotes and pictures that I just want to help kind of open up your mind a little bit. I'm a avid bike rider and I love riding and racing my bike. And I raced a couple of times across America, all the way from San Diego, California, all the way to Annapolis, Maryland. And it was really tough. And then I came across this picture and I realized, don't tell me what you can't. Just look at the picture. What's your excuse for not doing what you want to do or achieving the goals that you want to achieve? I look at that all the time and I realize I have it pretty made with 2 arms and 2 legs riding my bike. And you can do anything you want to do. You just can't quit. Now, a couple more of my favorite. I'll go through these pretty fast. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. We know this. Mark Twain said that. Just get started. Success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. And I think in Legal Shield, as we become a brand new associate and we're very part-time or spare time, we think we can do this occasionally through the month. What the success really comes from occasionally every day. It doesn't have to be hours a day, but occasionally, but what you do consistently. We want you to do something consistently. Don't chase people, be yourself, do your own thing and work hard. The right people, the ones who really belong in your life will come to you and stay. I just love that. Stop chasing people. Stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. It doesn't matter what yesterday was. It doesn't matter what people thought of you, what you did in your past. It could be years ago or yesterday. Stop focusing on it because your future does not equal your past. It doesn't have to anyways. Believe in what you want so much that it has no choice to materialize. Now, we don't talk just about focusing and not doing any action because that's just a dream. But we do talk about how to get things done with the activity. The next one there is stop getting distracted by things that have nothing to do with your goals. I absolutely love that because a lot of the times people say, I don't have time to do any of what I need to do. And I think it's because we get distracted from other things that don't have to do with our focus and goals. And then my last two are from Mr. Grant Cardone. Weekends seduce amateurs into playtime while the committed focus on advance and conquer. I love that one because isn't it true that people love to think their work time is Monday through Friday? Corporate America has structured it that way and everybody in life is like, oh, I can't wait for the weekend. Well, weekends tend to seduce amateurs. It's playtime. Oh, I got Saturday and Sunday off. Not for you people that are on the Zoom today. You are focusing on your business. And I want to just open up the possibilities of being able to share Legal Shield and the opportunity with anybody at any time. This business is not Monday through Friday. It is not structured that way. If you're building your own dreams, build it on the off hours if you have a normal Monday through Friday, 8-to-5 job. And then last, of course, don't expect success where there is no discipline. Anything good, I think, takes discipline, self-discipline. And so don't expect success if you have no discipline. If you are not structured, if you are not attending trainings, attending events, attending things that you need to do that all lead to more activity, don't expect success and then blame it on Legal Shield when you have not been self-disciplined yourself. So with that, I'm just going to jump into some of the training thoughts that I wanted to share. And it was about planning. And it's a good time, kind of close to January of a new year, removing ourselves, hopefully, from 2020, whatever that was for you, and onto a new year, a new venture. But the best time to plan, the best time to, they say, best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. And the next best time to plant a tree is today, right now. So I say, if you fail to plan, then you will plan to fail. Most people don't because we don't know what we really want. So a lot of people have talked about goals. Mr. Hall talked about him in his getting started right. Getting started the right way is important and planning is part of that. SMART goals is a great way to learn how to write down your goals. But what I'm gonna talk about is a little bit different than just goals. What I'm gonna talk about is the RPM method, the rapid planning method. And I'm a big listener of Tony Robbins and personal development, and I learned this from him, and I listen to it all the time. So I think I'm at an area where I can teach it, but I'm still learning it and still growing from it. But RPM stands for Rapid Planning Method. It also stands for Results-Focused, Purpose-Driven, Massive Action Plan. So we're going to start with the R, which is Results-Focused. Now, what we really need to do in life is change your question and you can change your life. You need to ask yourself more questions. What we focus on is usually what we achieve. I remember riding my bike in a practice and we were doing some training and we were going down a hill that had a lot of windy turns. And you're going 30, 40 miles an hour down a hill on a road bike. And when turns come, it gets pretty scary. And the first thing you want to do is look where you think you're going, which is not where you want to go, which is when the road turns, you want to head towards the curb. And that's the wrong place. What you want to do is focus on where you need to go, and your body, your mind, physically, your bike will go in that direction. And I know that for a fact, because right in front of me, there was a young person who hadn't had as much experience in riding bikes, and you could tell where he was focused. He was focused on, oh, crud, I'm going to hit that bank. And he did exactly that. His bike did not turn. His bike went straight ahead and hit the road, the bank, and he went off the road. Now, he was okay. He had some scrapes and bruises. But everybody else, including me, because I was going too fast just to stop, I quickly turned to where I'm supposed to go, and my bike followed. So we want to make sure we have a focus and a direction of what we want. So I want you to write this down. Take some notes here, if you would. Ask yourself these questions for a results-focused plan. Okay, so let's see here. Question number one, what do you really want? Now, we start in Legal Shield and we ask you what your why is, but I'm going to put something right before the why, because the why to me has always been the purpose. The purpose will drive what you want. But what is the real outcome that you're after? What's the specific measurable result? And the more precise, the stronger it is. If you can come up with the actual thing or place or future that you want, the more precise, the stronger it is. For example, and I'm sure that most people have tried from time to time to lose weight. And there's a big difference between I want to lose weight and I want to lose 15 pounds. There's even a bigger difference than I want to lose 15 pounds by March 31st. Okay. And that's 6 or 8 weeks away. And that's achievable for most people. But it's also now something that you can focus on. It's not just I want to lose weight, because often the universe helps us out and our subconscious helps us out. But if it doesn't know specifically what you want, oftentimes you won't get the help that you need from the things around you. So I want you to be very specific when you answer these questions. What do you really want? What is it for you? It's not just Legal Shield. It's not Legal Shield success. It's retirement. It's retiring a spouse. It's traveling the world. It's helping another country open an orphanage. Anything that you think that you might want on a philanthropy, or you just want a whole lot of money because you're tired of being sick and tired and being broke, that's okay too. But be specific on I want a lot of money, because a lot of money is not the specific. You might get another dollar and the universe thinks that it's happened for you. Be specific and connect with what you really want. Now, purpose. Purpose-driven is huge. This is the reason that individuals, in my opinion, have the emotion to drive through and follow through in spite of opposition and difficulty. It's our purpose. It's our why. So if you have a purpose-driven number two, it is so important to have that based on why you really want to do it. You know what you want now. You wrote that down. And why don't you do me a favor here? And if you could, throw a couple things in the chat that you wrote down that what your want is. What is it? What do you want? And put that in the chat. Let's see some creativity going on there. Let's see if we can get some people putting it in the chat. All right. So purpose-driven. There's a couple more questions on this side. And again, this is more structured to your why. And this might get a little deep for some people, and that's okay. That's where it's supposed to go, because the more emotions that you have, the better you will be, and the more likely you will be able to achieve your what, okay? So what's your purpose? Why? What are my reasons for doing this? Why is this a should for me, okay? Why is it not just a should, but it is a must for me? It's super important to know how strong of a why and a desire that you have to go for the what, okay? So what are my reasons? Why is this not just a should, but a must for me? Now, the emotional quality of this question to yourself makes it a big difference. It makes it sustainable and powerful if you have emotion tied to it. Let me just show you why. This is not for me. This is just a story. But what if I was sitting on the couch watching a football game? Maybe it was the Super Bowl, and I was eating my chips and dip. And if I drank, maybe I was drinking a beer or I was having a soda. And maybe after that, I'd have some ice cream. And this was my normal habit every single week, every single weeknight. Maybe after work, this was just my thing. I just sat on the couch and I didn't get outside. I wasn't very active. And all of a sudden I get up to go get something out of the kitchen and I have a chest pain in my chest. I feel this strong chest pain, and it turns in not only to a chest pain, but it turns into an actual heart attack where I fall on the ground and my wife comes in. She calls the ambulance, can't wake me up. and the ambulance comes, takes me to the hospital. Now, if you've had a massive heart attack, you know what I'm talking about. And I've had several people in my life that have gone through this. Now, when you get to the hospital and they treat you for a heart attack, you could have a two-way, three-way, four-way bypass. They could save your life by doing any medical miracles that they have available. But when you're doing a little bit better in recovery and you're in the ICU and you then maybe you they move you to recovery, your doctor comes in and says, hey, if you want to live to your 51st birthday, you need to make some changes. If you want to see your kids get married, see your kids graduate from high school, college, see your grandkids grow up, you need to make a change. Because when we were in there doing the surgery, we found that you didn't have just one heart attack. You would have previous heart attacks or maybe some signs of stroke. Maybe there was some scar tissue. And this is probably going to be the last time you have a heart attack and survive. So at that time, you're faced a decision. What do I really want? What's my want? What's the results focus that I want, which is I want to grow old. I want to grow old with my wife, my family, my kids, my grandkids. I want to do better. So that means you need to change the habits. Maybe it starts with getting off the couch and doing some exercise. Maybe it's putting the wrong type of foods down and maybe having them just as a treat occasionally. Maybe it's putting aside the addictive things that we have in our life, which could be smoking, cigarettes, alcohol, just bad judgment. And usually these things are on the excessive side. Anything in a little bit of balance or moderation, I think, can be handled. But if we're doing it every day, ice cream every day is not going to help you in the direction that you want if the doctor came in. So now you've got a what? You want to live. You want to be with your kids, your grandkids, your wife. You want to go through that. You want to travel the world. You want to be able to, when you retire and you have enough income to go do these things, you actually are healthy enough to go do these things. So now you know what your what is and you know what your why is. You are connected to doing better. I guarantee you that most people, if you have an emotional quality attached to this, you will do the things. You will put down the bad and pick up maybe a carrot every once in a while instead of the ice cream or candy or soda or chips or whatever it is. You will exercise more. You will go out. You will find ways to do what you need to do. So I want you to connect the purpose to what you want. If it's money, if it's travel, if it's helping your parents, if it's paying off your student loans, if it's helping your kids go to college, if it's paying for weddings during non-COVID timeframes when they're going to be a lot more expensive again, do you have the funds to do that? Then lastly, we come up to the M, which is massive action plan. Now it says MAP, which I love because MAP is also something that we need to focus on. Just like a GPS, and you know as well as I do, most cars now have a GPS or you use your phone. And if you want to go somewhere, the first thing you do when you get in your car, if you don't know how to get there, is you put it in your GPS, Google Maps, Apple Maps, whatever it is, and you put the destination that you want to go. The next thing that happens is interesting because it's a choice of where you want to go. It says the fastest route, the next one or the next one. And my map actually gives you three different timeframes of when I'm going to get there. Now I can choose the fastest one, which is usually what I do, but you also have two or three choices. There's many choices to get to the end of the destination of where you want to go. It's not always one, which is why I love this last step here, which is massive action plan. The questions you want to ask is, what do I need to do? Now that I know what I want in life, I know why I want it, my purpose to do it. And now what do I need to do? What's my map or what's my massive action plan? I know that those two first things, number one and number two, will never get done unless you do activity. We can wish for it. We can goalize for it. We can say it every morning. But if we do not follow up with massive activity or daily consistent activity, you will never achieve what the what is on number one. Not just one or two things, but brainstorm. Come to these trainings. There are a ton of ideas. If we're just talking about Legal Shield and we're in our compartment of Legal Shield as a source of income, we have many directions. Mr. Hall was talking about, he's been a network marketer. He's been a team builder, a leader in that nature for most of his career. But what he's focusing on a lot more now is his business to business side And he's doing quite well in that side because he's focusing some energy. He'll never stop being the leader and recruiter, but now he's focusing on an extra way to achieve income and help others. And there's small business, there's CDLP, there's rideshare plans, there's gun owner plans, there's all kinds of ways that we can do this business better. There's social media to recruit, there's influencing, there's blogging. I mean, the things are endless on how to share and how to meet people and how to get them to watch our information. So brainstorm is a great idea. If you have a mastermind group, if you have a mentor, if you have other fellow associates, it's wonderful because when those things start happening, brainstorming is wonderful, a wonderful way to get more ideas than what you can do on your own. All right, let's just go over really quick a summary. Results, purpose, results focused, purpose driven, and massive action plan method is the way to go. It's focusing on what you really want. And the questions we say are, what do you really want? Have a result you're totally focused on, because whatever you focus on, you will continually go to, just like my bike ride friend who hit the curb. Number two, what's my purpose? Know your purpose that will move you emotionally. Whichever emotions we use are going to determine what we do. If apathy is your emotion, then you're going to ignore things. Whatever emotion is inspiring you to going to determine where you want to go. And then lastly, what do I need to do? What are the to-dos out of the day once you figure out the first two? The arrow that gets you to your target is your actions, your map, your massive action plan. When you write all your actions down, you may decide some are more important than others. You may decide some aren't necessary, but at least you now have a place to look and then obviously relate them to something else that really matters to you. So if you can answer these three questions for yourself, you can achieve anything you want to achieve, anything. But the sequence is critical. What do I want? Why do I want it? And then the action and activity will certainly follow. What do I want? Why do I want it? And what is my map? Your mind is a battleground, and what you're going to do with, what are you going to do with the time you have left? Whatever that time is for you. Some have more than the rest of us, some have less. What are you going to do with the time you have left? Change the way we think and you can change the rest of your life. So I always ask this last thing, and I love to close it out with this. What's the one thing that stops us from having all that we want? What's the one thing that stops us? I think it's fear. I think fear stops us from sharing more, inviting people to see what we have, being outgoing enough to go for what you want, having past failures. Past failures can always stop us from doing more because we think we'll fail again. So fear is often something that will stop us. And I'm just going to close. I'm in my time frame. So I'm just going to end with this. And if you could, if you haven't been looking at my screen with what I'm sharing, I want you to watch this video and listen to the lyrics of this song, because it'll stir up some emotion for you, I believe. And I think it'll help you. And it's one of my favorite songs about fear. And I want to make sure we can play it and hear it here.
Told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. You take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear is a liar. You rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. fire. When he told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'd never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be one, the grace can never change. Oh, will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness. Cast your fear in the fire. Just fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, is all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, is all I fear.
Ah, always gets me. I will tell you this, that it doesn't matter if it's heart attack. It doesn't matter if you get a termination notice and you want to kill yourself. It doesn't matter if your kids are getting bullied and you don't even know because you're not interested in their lives. It doesn't matter if you have cancer or somebody else does. Those things that stop us from doing what we want is fear. And not trying, not giving other people the ability to help us. What I love about Legal Shield and this Legal Shield family is that there are people that want to help you. When I moved to Utah, Mr. Dave Hall, who's not on my team, not in my upline, he wants to genuinely help me. When I met with Chris Ward at our function and retreat, Mr. Chris Ward wants to genuinely help me. Mr. Todd Doyle wants to help me. Cheryl Garcia, phenomenal marketer, wants to help me. There's no one on this call that I've known for years, from Tony Eggers to C.A. Murph, that wouldn't say, yes, I want to help you with your business. And those same people would probably reach out and help me in my life with other things that I'm going through. Legal Shield is a phenomenal vehicle, but it is only a vehicle. It is only a vehicle that is sitting out front or in your garage that's waiting for you to be used. And if you do not get in and do not put this thing in drive and slam on the gas, then you're wasting a vehicle that can not only end poverty for you or your family or others. It's just a wasted vehicle that you bought that's loading up in your garage. And we don't want you to do that. Become the Dave Hall story. Make 200 plus thousand a year. And he's going to blow by that this year. Looking at his 1099, which I got to see, he did blow by that. So And he's going to continue to do that. But he doesn't care about the money as much anymore. He cares about helping people get their $200,000. Isn't that a blessing that we have someone that's paved the road for us that can show us what to do if we plug in and listen? So with that, my training is over. Sorry if I went over my 20 minutes. I will kick it back to Mr. Chris Ward. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, Ryan, before Mr. Chris Ward jumps back in here, fabulous, fabulous training, very inspirational. Got teary-eyed myself listening to that song. And I don't remember her name. I'll have to go look in my notes. The lady that came to our convention that gave us the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. What was her name?
Mel Robbins.
Thank you. Thank you. Just that little tiny tip has made, I can't tell you how many thousands of times I've been in a situation where I'm feeling fear of doing something and I just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And I just go and do it. And it's also made a big difference in relationships and stuff. Sometimes maybe I need to say, I'm sorry. And I'm just fighting it. Just the stubbornness in me is fighting this. And that little voice says, Dave, you need to go apologize or something like that. And I'm like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. They're probably going to scream at me when I open the door. My kids don't want to talk to their dad because he's a jerk. And I'm like, you know what? I need to do it. And I just go do it. And I'm telling you that it has made such a big difference. But that video clip on fear, I want to show you. If I pan around in my office, I got my whiteboard up here. I got my new associates that I'm working with up here. I got the things that I need to do right over here. Got some of the companies I need to follow up with. But I don't know if you can read. Ryan, can you read that line right there that I have in green?
Time is the favorite food of fear. Time is the favorite food of fear. Is that right?
Time is the favorite food of fear. In other words, if you don't do it now, you're feeding fear. You're making fear stronger every day that you don't do it. Fear gets stronger, you get weaker. You're taking the food and feeding the beast. Biggest way to beat him now. Don't feed him, beat him. Go out and do those 2 exposures today. I know you're scared as hell to go do it. You haven't talked to your neighbor. Go do it now. If you feed it, he's stronger tomorrow than he was today, and you created it. I hope someone out there is that's getting through to them, and they're going, I'm doing it. I'm feeding the beast. And guys, the reason why we do personal development is so we can get these little nuggets. And when we get these nuggets, I write them down on my board. I'm like, Dave, that's you. That is a weakness you deal with. Don't feed it. Go do something about it. And your training was inspirational today. That song was just inspirational. And it just makes me go, I get it. I get it. I relate to that. I hope someone else relates to that also. Mr. Ward, let's throw it back to our MC for the day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Right out of the gate, just commend everybody again, as Mr. Ellison said, about being here on a Saturday, because anybody that's ever studied American history and you look back to the end of the 1800s and the labor movement, the weekend was created by large corporate owners like Ford, where they said, let's give people 2 days off a week so they spend the money they make Monday through Friday to obligate them to come back to work on Monday. And so really the weekend was created for people with financial shackles. And it's amazing to me, even when I was promoting this weekend, I had talked to one associate who said, well, I'm just going to relax this weekend. I was like, you got laid off. I mean, you're not working Monday through Friday. So I don't know what you need the weekend for to relax. So just thank you for all that. And Brian, I cannot wait to see that training on the corporate stage. Phenomenal job there, folks. And next, another just skyrocketing leader, one of our newer $50,000 ring earners. He and his wife have an incredible story. So he's the regional director for Northern Nevada. And just...